Hello.
And welcome.
It's the Graveyard Girls, a true crime and mysteries podcast.
Yes, it is, Natasha. And we're now into 2023.
Yes.
So, new year. Hopefully, everyone is having a good start to the year. I hope. Thanks for everyone that joined us last year. Hopefully, you're still coming back for this. And if you're new here, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
So, you know, to get in the new year spirit, because we're all like jolly and happy, I thought I'd start off with a really jolly topic, that is death.
But so, not just a regular death.
Oh no, not just a regular death, because, you know, they're just boring. So we're doing an episode on bizarre and unusual deaths.
Yeah.
Across, I think, well, mine are all Victorian ones, but I think Natasha's mixing it up a little bit for me by adding some interesting ones from different times. And then, yeah, I wanted to look at some just really strange deaths. I've already done a Patreon with some unusual deaths.
You have. So
if you enjoy this episode, I suggest you go and have a little look at those. But I did get very into these bizarre deaths, so I thought, why not carry it on and make a joint episode? Because I'm sure Natasha can add some more to the mix. So
I kind of have a theme with mine. I didn't intend to have a theme. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll have to see what we've got then, won't we?
Yes.
So, I'm going to take us all the way back to Victorian times.
Okay.
And as we all know, life in the Victorian times was a bit tough anyway. Death was, well, I mean, death is still a common occurrence, everyone dies. But I think it was, you died a bit more prematurely in the Victorian times.
Yeah, because like middle age was like, what, 27?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, you're basically bumped off from a child. You're basically, like, doomed before you even got started. And there's, like, things that don't kill you off today would have killed you off then. So, like, a cold would have killed you off then. Although, actually, I'm saying that. That's terrible to say that. I've just come out of COVID because
yeah.
Colds are killing everyone off.
And to be fair, more likely 27 was, like, elderly then. You would have died about eight.
Yeah, your body's been through a lot. If you're a woman, you've already had, like, 20 kids.
Mm.
So, yeah, if you've made it that far, you're doing quite well.
Mm.
Now, obviously, people died of a lot of common causes, but as well as that, there was, of course, some rather unusual deaths. And this first one I'd like to bring to your attention, well, it's very unfortunate for the man. He was unfortunately killed by a mouse.
Oh, okay, this is similar to my theme.
Oh, okay.
Some of mine involve animals.
Okay, I think it's just my first one that involves an animal.
Okay.
But yeah, so this one caught my attention because I thought, well, mice aren't that threatening. So my original thought was maybe the mouse bit him and it had a disease and then he died from the disease. That to me, like, seemed quite plausible at the time. You know, if you like rats, you've got, like, I don't know, everything going that's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
So I, well, the vermin really, aren't they? So I figured it'd be quite normal for an animal to have a disease and then you die from that, but that is not what happened in this case.
Okay.
So I'm taking you to the year 1875, and in South London, in a factory, a commotion was about to commence.
A commotion?
A commotion. Mm. A mouse suddenly dashed onto a work table on the factory floor. Understandably, many of the workers jumped up and screamed. I feel like this, I mean, it's both men and women at this time, but I feel like, I think it was quite mainly women, and, you know, that sort of high-pitched screeching and jumping in the air, maybe jumping on their seats, they don't want to get bitten by the mouse. So true. It's obviously caught someone's attention. But it'd be okay, Natasha, because a gallant young man was about to seize the rodent.
Okay.
For a brief moment, he was everyone's hero.
Mm.
That was until the mouse slipped out of his grasp, ran up his sleeve, and scurried out again at the opening of the neck of his shirt.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And this is where things take a turn. The man, surprised by the mouse's actions, stood with his mouth agape.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is not what I was expecting either. Probably in just as much shock after the commotion, the mouse jumped into the man's mouth.
Yeah.
In a panic, the man closed his mouth and swallowing the mouse.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Because at first I thought, this can't be a thing. But I found a newspaper report. I mean, I'm not your most necessarily reliable source, but I do. It was all over lots of different newspaper things, so I feel like it was a bit more than a hoax. And in that, it said, a mouse can exist for a considerable amount of time with much air has long been a popular belief and was unfortunately proved to be fact in this present instance. And then it continues for a little bit, and then it comes back to, for the mouse began to tear and bite inside the man's throat and chest, and the result was that the unfortunate fellow died a little time after in horrible agony. So he was literally, basically, the mouth at his insides.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you can cough it back up, no. Is it? Oh, it's like, and I don't think the mouse would think to turn around and scurry back up.
I don't think it would be able to. Unless it goes down.
I don't know,
and
they're quite like really like, I'm thinking like hamster, like they can curl in a little ball and then wriggle back up the other way.
Yeah.
But was it so scared it just carried on running forwards, you know, like a flight sort of instinct.
Yeah.
And yeah, basically buried into his chest cavity and yeah. So he's like eaten alive but from the inside.
Yeah.
And yeah. I've never heard of anyone dying that way, I'll be honest. So yeah, mice are a little bit more dangerous than you first thought.
Yeah.
But also, I'm sorry, but why was he stood there with his mouth open? I don't get it.
I think he's probably screaming as well.
I mean, yeah, to be fair.
He's like, oh.
Yeah, so it's like, it's come up through, like, the neck of his top and then, like, just jumped into his mouth. But why didn't he, like, jump forward?
Maybe it's just panicking and it's just like, oh, that... Maybe it's like, oh, that's my hole. That my little mouse hole.
Oh, it's just horrible though. Like, what? No, I don't like it.
Nope.
And yeah, I don't. It is a freak thing. I don't think.
Well, yeah.
Many people dying by being eaten to death by a mouse.
There's.
I hope there's not.
There's a torture method that I covered with the rat eating you.
Oh yeah, yeah, but they're kind of like deliberately placed.
That's
them there.
On purpose.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, this one was a weird one, and no. I'm not sure it's.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it's not the way I'd like to go.
Oh, no.
Because like I said, what do you do? Like, there's nothing you can do. You just, like, go accept your fate. Haven't you? Like, you've just swallowed a mouse. It's not like when you swallow a fly, you're like, ugh, that's disgusting. Like this, you're like, oh, shit. Like, at first, someone might be like, haha, that's a bit funny. And they're like, oh, wait, no, like, how do we get it out? It's not like... I mean, you would hope it would suffocate, but obviously it's not. It's going to cause more damage in its panic on the way down. And yeah, can you imagine though, if it did suffocate, you'd have to poop it out. Would you like poop it whole?
No, I'd think it'd get lodged in my throat and I'd be like, oh, then we're both dead.
Yeah, actually, how didn't he choke to death? Like, more like asphyxiation rather than... Maybe the mouse was just moving that fast because it was still alive.
So then maybe, like, there's some air that he could get in.
Yeah, like, it's gone down the wrong hole. I hate that, you know, when you're eating food. You're like, no, it's gone down the wrong hole. And then you're like,
this is
like
a bit
dying.
More extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like next level.
Mm.
Like, it's full on like your food's attacked you.
Oh.
But yeah, I really didn't like that one. So yeah, a very unusual Victorian death. So, but it doesn't really get any better. Because my next one is a man who was killed by a coffin. So, I mean, they're quite heavy objects.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, this sounds quite plausible.
Mm.
However, the incident didn't happen quite in the way I was expecting it to. So this unfortunate man was a man by the name of Henry Taylor. And he would die a most unfortunate death. But perhaps he was in the best place to do so. So Henry was a bull bearer in London's Kensal Green Cemetery. He was midway through a funeral.
Oh.
Yep. When he caught his foot on a headstone.
Oh, no.
And stumbled.
Oh, no.
As he fell to the ground, the other bearers let go of the coffin, which resulted in it falling straight onto Henry's head.
Why did they let go?
I think, like, he sort of, like, I'm wondering if he was at the front.
Yeah.
He sort of stumbled and fell, and because it's unbalanced everything, like, I don't know if it was just so heavy, like...
They're just like, ugh.
Yeah, maybe they didn't want to fall, but your reaction is sort of put your hands out. Mm. So then I'm sort of thinking, did they do that and just let go of the coffin in the process?
Mm.
And yeah, obviously it's fallen forward and smashed his head into smithereens, crushed his head to death. So reports in the Illustrated Police News from November 1872 stated that the greatest confusion was created amongst the mourners whilst... whilst they witnessed the accident, and the widow of the person about to be buried nearly went into hysterics. Like, I must imagine, like, it would be awkward because the family are going to be like, oh shit, you've just dropped, I don't know, Uncle Bob on the floor, smashed his coffin.
And then turns out...
yeah, he's now just killed. Oh, actually, did Uncle Bob kill the man?
No. No. He's already dead. He had no participation in that. He was just in the coffin.
I wonder if it opened up and like the dead body was just there.
Oh,
you know,
I hope
if
not.
He like hit the right angle.
Yeah.
Like, did it smash open? Because like the nail, well, they're not, are the nail down at that point, or is it like a screw?
I don't know.
I'm not too sure.
I'm assuming it's not just pine. It's like mahogany. It's the thick kind. Not...
yeah. Well, yeah. To hit him on the head like that and like. Because I imagine, like, in the image, I'll probably share this when I make the Instagram post, it kind of looks like he's sort of tripped, fallen, turned back slightly, and he's almost on his back. And the way it's done is it's, like, hit his jaw, like, at the neck, so almost like it could have decapitated him. It didn't say it decapitated him, but, like, the way they're depicting the image. So I don't know if that's just for, like, dramatic effect on the newspaper's part, or if that's genuinely, like, how it was. But I just thought, surely one of the first things they would have been looking out for when they were walking was little headstones. To trip over.
Obviously not.
Yeah. So, yeah, poor Henry. I mean, he's in the right place. They've not got far. They could just dig another grave next to the other guy and just put him in. He's in the right place.
He is in the right place.
I wonder if now that they have to do a health and safety risk. You know, like, years down the line, like, they have to bring things in and go, oh, because this happened once. Like, I wonder now if there's a thing for, like, the pallbearers at, like, funeral things. Like, we have to get you to tick this box.
Yeah.
Because in Victorian times, a man tripped with a coffin and killed himself. Smashed
probably.
His own head in.
Everything that's ever happened will now be in a health and safety report.
Yeah.
So. And you're like, no one would ever have done this. And you're like...
it's like a comic strip. Like, yeah. It's like it's not a real thing. Yeah.
It's a Mr. Bean thing.
Yeah. But also, I feel like it might have started off as a bit of a comical fall. Like, I feel like maybe if I was with the funeral, I might have maybe slightly got the giggles. And then realised how serious it was.
You would have, like, because funerals are kind of weird anyway. You'll start laughing.
Yeah, I'll get a nervous laughter as well. So maybe I would have been in hysterics, but like not with crying, with like hysterical laughter.
Yeah.
I'd have been like carried away, like this is really inappropriate.
But, and then he's like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah. So, I mean, granted, out of the two I've done so far, I think I'd rather have me skull crushed by a coffin than eaten to death by a mouse.
Yeah, I wouldn't, no, definitely do not want the mouse.
No, I don't either. And it doesn't get any less strange, because this third one, and my final one, is a man who was killed as a zombie. Yes, so very strange. I read the headline and it was like, zombie killed, and I was like, did they just have, like, some weird, like, I don't know, like, disease or something?
Are they on drugs so they think they're zombies? Like, other people think they're zombies?
Exactly. So, this is why I was very confused. So, this, again, is at a funeral. So, the funeral was in full swing when the lid of a coffin lifted. And the corpse began to climb out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I can imagine you're basically... shit in your pants, and needless to say, this was an unexpected turn of events, and of course everyone was terrified, including the priest who ran from the churchyard of a small this was in Russia, by the way, sorry, I forgot to include that at the beginning, ran from the churchyard in a small Russian village all the way back to his home, along with several of the other people at the funeral. So literally people were so terrified they ran all the way home, and they bolted their doors. The zombie lurched after them and bursting into the house of an old woman who had not been quick enough to lock the door. As the priest collected himself, he soon realised the zombie was in fact a coma patient who had regained consciousness.
Yeah.
However, now it was too late. So obviously, like, he's got a whole hysterical village and he's thinking, no, I need to think about this rationally. But by the time...
So they're going to murder...
Mm-hmm. Understandably, there was a lot of confusion, and it's taken the priest a while to calm and collect himself, and then also think, I need to think about this rationally and go and warn everyone else. All the peasants in the parish had plucked up the nerve to venture back out, arming themselves with guns and stakes. By the time the priest had reached the scene, the zombie was very much a dead man, and his body had been thrown into a marsh. So they basically shot him and prodded him with stakes.
Yeah.
Definitely killed him this time.
Got to make sure he's dead.
In a marsh, yeah.
Got to make sure.
Yeah, so like he was killed by basically a whole village of peasants because they thought it was a zombie. Or I don't know if they'd have thought a zombie, or if now they've interpreted it as being a zombie.
Yeah, they would have.
I mean, to be fair, if I was at the funeral, I would be cacking my pants that someone's just risen out of the thing. If it was near Halloween, I would have gone, oh, this is a prank.
But think of it this way. How many people were accidentally buried alive back then?
Yeah, because didn't they have that thing where they'd take bury people with a bell so you could ring a thing so that they could come and get you back out? But they obviously didn't do that in this Russian thing. And he, woke up during the funeral. But what I don't understand is, either he must have, I'm guessing because they mentioned later on about the peasants in the parish, I'm guessing he's probably just buried in a really shitty wooden coffin, because it's not like, my understanding is you can't just lift the lid off. So how do you, like, you just like laying there, like the priest is doing his thing. I can't even remember. I've been to a few funerals, but I can't even remember what it is I'm saying. I don't know, giving a bit of a talk. And then about to lure him down. And then out he pops.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't have all the right supplies.
Maybe.
So like, it's not nailed shut.
Yeah, you can just climb out.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically it climbed out, lurched out, freaked the shit out of everyone, obviously. I mean, to be fair, not that I don't think I wouldn't run away, but I think I would pause first, like, what? Like, I think I'd almost be so stunned that I wouldn't move.
Yeah.
And then after everyone starts running away, I think I might calmly walk away a little bit first and then, like, keep looking behind me, like, is what's happening actually happening to me?
I think it also depends on, like, who that person is to you. So if it's, like, your husband or whatever, and you're like, oh.
You're back?
Yeah. It's like, But then if, like, a religious standpoint, would it be like, this is clearly not him, it's a demon possessing him?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And then you're like, I don't want him.
But I also like the idea that the priest is, like, proper pegged it as well. He's like, he's also shitting in pants. He's like, what the fuck, I'm off, mate.
Yeah, he's the first one gone.
Everyone else is training me out. They're like, what, where's the priest gone? Like, oh, wait, no, we need to run away. This is danger. But yeah, I like the fact he made it all the way home and then thought, oh, I should probably think rationally about this now.
They're like, let's ask the priest. And they're like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah, where did he go?
Like, oh, damn it.
Because that's the thing, because at the time, like, everyone would have probably still gone to the priest for guidance and things. Like, he's supposed to be, like, the calm in the situation. Like, you know when, like, they're doing the preaching? Like, to me, I imagine they're going to be like, the end of the world is coming, but it's okay because I will talk you through it. And then, like, yeah, this happens and the preacher's like, crying like a big baby and has ran off.
It's like, there is no God. There is no God.
This is it. The devil's here. Who sinned? It was Barbara. And then she's next. And yeah, like the little old lady that obviously didn't make it back in time. Well, she maybe made it home, but she wasn't quick enough to bottle doors. The zombie got in a house. And obviously, by this point, I don't know, maybe another neighbour was like, we need to go save her. I'm going to call her Barbara. I don't know her name.
It's a very Russian name.
Yep. I could call her Natasha if you want.
Okay.
Barbara and Natasha. And she was obviously about to be set upon by the zombie. And the villagers couldn't have that. One neighbour noticed, so they all came running out. Killed the zombie that wasn't a zombie. He's now very much dead. And what's going on? Sorry, there's a strange noise. Have we got a ghost?
Oh. you... No. We are not... No. What would you say?
It's fine, I'm distracted. So unfortunately for this man, he's now very much dead. Like, can you imagine how pissed off you... I mean, you're not really much you can do, you're dead now, but... Would you not be a bit pissed off that, like, you've been a coma patient, they didn't even bother to check properly? But I also like the idea that bit at the end, like, the priest finally realised. And I'm thinking, like, how long is this, like, 10, 15 minutes? Or is it, like, a few hours? Like,
it might have been a few hours. He's just like, oh.
And then they go, like, oh, yeah, he was a patient in this hospital. Yeah, and he was in a coma.
And also, like, how would they know it was a coma back then?
I don't... More unconscious, maybe?
Yeah, he's just like, oh, he's not waking up, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's still breathing, though. He's dead.
Yeah, but did they have the proper breathing equipment?
I don't think
they did that they had today. I think it's more like they're unconscious for so many days, but they maybe can still detect a heartbeat or a pulse.
They check that with the spoon, don't they?
A spoon?
Check if they're breathing.
Oh, see if it steams up.
Yeah.
I was going to go with, like, checking their pulse.
I don't know if they do that. Could they do that?
Yeah, I think they did then, didn't they? I'm sure they did.
I assume so.
I don't know. I should probably Google that. But I'm more imagining, like, the checking the pulse thing. Oh, no, there's still a pulse there. They're just, like, not conscious to us. And then after so long, like, they're not really doing anything. They don't react. They go, they're basically dead, so...
He's one of those with, like, a very low resting heart rate.
Like in the... Was it Moving Coffins episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is a bit like that. But yeah, so I've had... they're both very strange, but I'm also surprised by how many of these deaths already occur in a graveyard.
Mm. Convenience.
It is. Like I said, you would just dig another hole and you think, rather than going for another whole funeral procession, just dig another hole in. I mean, that one, he can go back in his original hole.
Do you think that's allowed if a death happens in a graveyard?
I think it depends. Like, if it's an accident, it's not like they need a post-mortem, is it? But then, like, do they also? Like, the police have to be... Well, obviously, this one, the police was called the one where he got decapitated by a coffin because the police said the woman was in hysterics. But, yeah, what do you do, like, when you ring the police? You just go, we were in a graveyard and...
Coffin fell on a guy.
Yeah, and now he's a bit dead.
A bit dead.
Could you come out? And, yeah, what do they do? Do they do an investigation?
I have no idea.
Do they take, like, statements? Go, like, oh, what happened? And, like, someone's still... There's me in the corner still giggling. Like, yeah, like, I can barely get my words out. Like, yeah, he tripped over. And it was, like, a proper comedy fall. I do feel like it was a proper comedy fall.
Of course it was.
And, yeah, I think I'd have been very inappropriate in that situation. I definitely would have been pissed myself laughing. But, like, I'll be all right. I'll get up in a minute.
Also, I imagine it's just, like, it's just another death. They wouldn't bother investigating.
Yeah, I also feel like, because, like, funeral people are quite serious anyway. Like, I mean, they have to kind of be serious, because if they were giggling all the way through, it wouldn't be appropriate. But at the same time, like, did, like, they break from that seriousness in it? Do you know what I mean? Because I've never seen anything go wrong at a funeral, but I feel like maybe if something happened, would...
They just witnessed the death of one of their friends.
I know, but, like, in general, like, you know, if something happens, do they break it, or, like, are they trained not to break out of the seriousness?
I don't know.
Are they, like, professional? Like, his mate just got decapitated. Then he goes, oh. Do they remain with a very serious face?
Well, we could go down the stereotypical Russian route and be like, they have no feelings.
But this one wasn't in Russia, the first one.
Oh, you're on about all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just on about the Russian one.
I mean, yeah, the Russian one, yeah. But...
I mean, the mouse one, to begin with, you probably would think that that was funny. You'd be like, you just swallowed a mouse. And then you're like, oh, wait.
Yeah, take it seriously.
Yeah.
I still don't get that, like, the whole scratchy in your... Oh, I imagine it, like, scratching your throat.
But yeah, it's panicking.
Like, is he... I mean, I know he would have, like, obviously died in pain, but, like, is he, like, screaming in agony? Or is he, like, a bit quiet at first? Like, I feel like he's got to sit down for a little bit. And then almost just take it in and, like, see if anything happens. And then, like, 10 minutes later, he's like, my chest. And then, like, yeah, he's been eaten by a mouse. Is it immediate?
It probably would be immediate. The mouse is panicking, trying to get out.
Mm.
So no one in that situation is prepared for what's happening.
Yeah. Could they not, like, try and, like, tip him upside down and shake him back out?
I don't think that's going to work.
Did they try it, though? Maybe that's where they went wrong, Natasha.
I mean, he's a bit big to do that, isn't he?
Yeah, but in a factory, they've got, like, quite a bit of machinery. They could have, like, pulleyed him off.
Yeah, they do that, but then they accidentally drop him and then they kill him anyway.
Yeah, get him stuck or chop an arm off.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. Definitely, I don't want to go that way. The tripping over a headstone, to be fair, is probably the sort of stupid death that would actually happen to me because I'm quite clumsy.
Mm.
And the zombie one... Yeah, that's just a bit unfortunate, isn't it? It's just a bit shit. So, yeah, so obviously that's my three. So I'll let you share some bizarre deaths with us.
Well, I have a few because some of them didn't have much information. So I thought I'd pad it out with a few.
Okay.
Okay. So mine are a bit of a mixture. Some are like, early 1900s, and then some are a bit more recent, but I didn't want to go too recent because
our family might be using.
Yes. And I didn't want the families to be like, how dare you? And laugh at their thing.
Okay.
So, first off, we have George Millet in 1909.
Oh, okay.
Why did I get 1901 from?
Oh, I don't know.
He was only 14.
Oh.
He was turning 15 on the day that he died.
Oh, this is not a good birthday.
It's not a very good birthday. Also, I would say sexual harassment.
Oh no.
Yeah. So he was working as an office boy at an insurance company, and he was fleeing a group of 6 women.
Oh.
Who wanted to give him a kiss for his 15th birthday.
Oh, what, like middle-aged women?
Early 20s.
Okay.
Mid-20s.
Oh, so he's so traumatized, bless him.
not of age, to be... Yeah. So he fell forward, and unfortunately he was carrying a ink eraser in his breast pocket, which is like a sharp thing.
Yeah.
And he fell over, and that...
Oh, no!
...pierced his heart.
Oh, I don't like this one. This one took a very serious turn very quickly.
Oh, the rest are all stupid. But yeah.
Oh.
So he died from...
But also, those are the women. Like, how do you explain that? Like, can you imagine, like, if it was nowadays, like, you pulled into the office, like, what were you doing at the time of death? Like, why was he running? You know, like, when you're at school, like,
yeah.
No running in the corridor.
Yeah.
But also, and then you've got to explain, like, yeah, we were just trying to kiss him, and then...
It's his birthday. It's like, how old is he? 15.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, to be fair, that's probably, like, middle-aged.
I'm not saying that this is acceptable, because, it would be some form of assault, but why didn't he just let him kiss him and then... not run off? Would that not have been easier?
Maybe it was like a little game. Maybe you're like supposed to run. I guess. I don't know. There wasn't much information, so I was just like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, I definitely want to like to go that way. Like trip and fall. Yeah.
And then pierce your own heart.
Did he die like instantly?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bit better. At least it's not like waiting for ages, like for an old like Can Victorian you like, ambulance, and it takes like 3 hours to get there.
Can you imagine, though? You're, like, going to kiss a boy. And he trips and dies.
Yeah, how did your first boyfriend die?
I killed him.
With a kiss.
So, yes, not a very nice death.
Okay.
So, moving on to the 4th of February, 1912.
Oh, what is it with you today?
So, Franz Reichelt...
Okay.
Reichelt, that's what it was. He was a tailor and an inventor, and he leaped from the Eiffel Tower and fell to his death wearing a parachute made from cloth, which was his own invention.
Oh, okay, so this is an invention gone wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was asked by friends and authorities to use a dummy for the test, but declined, saying, "I intend to prove the worth of my invention."
Oh, what an idiot.
So he died.
And all the things, you'd go from somewhere like a bit lower first, wouldn't you? You're not going like straight for the Eiffel Tower.
But he's so confident in his invention.
Yeah, but like maybe just go through my house first.
I think you need a bit more of a height for a parachute to like fully like expand.
Okay.
Yeah, Amelia. So Thornton Jones was a lawyer in Bangor in Wales, and he woke up to find that he had his throat slit.
Oh.
Monitoring for a paper and pencil, he wrote, "I dreamt that I had done it and woke to find it true." And he died 80 minutes later.
Wait, so he didn't... So it wasn't enough to, like, completely, like, slit his throat open, so he slowly bled out.
Mm-hmm. So he had done it himself while he was unconscious.
What?
An inquest at Bangor delivered a verdict of suicide while temporarily insane.
How can he be certain? Because if he thinks he did it, how does he know someone else that tried to come in and murder him?
I think because he dreamt that he did it.
That's not proof.
That they're like, he did it.
But like, what if like he told his, I don't know, someone that he knew, before, like, oh, I had a really bizarre dream the other day. Like, say like this is a reoccurring dream. He goes, oh, that, like, I don't know, I'm going to accidentally slit my own throat with something. And then someone goes, oh, I don't really like him. This is the perfect way out. Then that night, that's what they do. And he goes, well, I did think it was a dream.
Also, like...
It's like the perfect way to get away with a murder.
Effort to slit your own throat.
Yeah, but also, how's he doing it?
I don't know.
Like, did they find a knife at the scene, or is it like a piece of paper he's supposed to be? Like, you know, like a really bad paper cut?
Yeah. This is why I was like, I had to cover a few, because there's like details, but there's not much detail. So I was like,
I'm very confused. And also, out of all the ways to kill yourself, it's not the way you...
Also, like, how do you do that motion while you're asleep?
Because I know if you get it the right bit, like, it's quite thin, obviously, yeah. But it's a major artery, so, like, you just bleed out to death very quickly. But the fact it took him 80 minutes to die would suggest it wasn't very severe. It
slit his throat, not, like, jabbed his jugular.
Yeah. So it's like it's just slowly bled out. But rather than trying to write it down, would you not seek medical help?
Yeah.
This is very strange. I'm very confused. I do think it maybe was like a covered up murder. Because it could have been a murder and then they wrote the note and said, no, he wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just uncovered another murder.
You have? But he dreamt he did it, so he did it.
Yeah, I know, but I dream I die all the time. But it doesn't mean I can't be murdered. There you go. I've uncovered a murderer. Right, I look for murderers in that year now. What year was it? 1912?
I didn't write the year down for this one.
Oh, okay. I'll have to Google it and find out.
Thornton Jones.
Thornton Jones, okay. I'll have a little Google and see if there's any serial killers about at the time.
I didn't write the date of the next one either. Which is strange. Why did I not?
I don't know. Oh, no, you're slacking, Natasha.
I am. So the next one, you're going to find this one funny.
Okay.
Stupid. So Bobby Leach, he went over the Niagara Falls in a wooden barrel.
What?
But this isn't what killed him.
What the fuck?
He survived. Well,
like, one of those round ones that like ale and stuff comes in.
Yes. It was a common thing that people used to go over the Niagara Falls in barrels all
isn't
the time.
Isn't that quite steep?
Yeah. But this isn't what killed him.
What the fuck?
So 15 years after going over the
fall... Oh, so like a long time afterwards, well, yes. Not even like the next day.
He slipped on an orange peel and cut his leg, and this became infected.
Oh, no.
The leg needed to be amputated, but he died due to the amputation being botched.
Oh, God. So you've done like those like death-defying things, and this is going to be how I'll go, Natasha.
Slipped on an orange peel.
Yeah. I'm convinced I'm going to die a really stupid death, and this is what it's going to be. I've told you, like, the amount of times I keep thinking I'm going to trip on a pebble. I'm telling you, it's what's going to be. I'm going to do that, like, go funny, like, snap my ankle, or, but then, like, I don't know, it gets another bone. What's the one in your thigh? Is it your femoral?
Artery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that on the way down, tripping on a pebble, and then, yeah, I'm going to pop the clogs. Did I have that dream about it happening at work one time?
Yes.
I was in the...
Yes, you did.
Yeah, no one found me. I was just in the cloakroom. Oh my God, it's going to happen, Natasha. I've foreseen my own death.
Yeah.
No one. Although, to be fair, there wasn't technically a murderer involved in that one because it was the other person that rammed me with their trolley.
That was true.
So, or maybe she'll drop something on the floor and then I'll slip on whatever that is.
Orange
peel. We had quite a few people slip it. Yeah, oh, hey, if it had been in the supermarket, it would have been perfectly placed as well. Do you remember, were you there when, I think her name was Sylvia, slipped on a bit of the, you know, the shrink wrap and really hurt herself?
I nearly killed myself doing that all the time. I kept slipping.
She got it stuck under the trolley wheel and then, like, tripped over it herself and, like, full on, like, proper went over, really hurt her knee. She was off for months.
I didn't do that. I kind of got it wrapped around my foot and then kept walking.
Oh.
And then, like, nearly... Yeah.
I remember when I fell back on a pallet and I thought I'd snapped it.
What, like, completely?
Yeah. Like... It was even... I want to say it was Brian, but it might have been Andy. Not Produce Andy, the other Andy. And, I had crates in my hand. And I saw someone come behind me and drop a board on the floor. But, like, it was one of those little half boards, you know, that they don't bring out very often. And I didn't really think about it. I carried on putting out my crate, but then I stepped backwards. But they put it, like, right behind me. You know when you just lose the foot in behind? Like, I didn't have time to react. And I fell backwards and, like, landed on my ass on the pallet. And I was like, oh, my God, if this is, like, snapped in half.
You're like, it wasn't me.
Yeah, my fat ass, like, got splinters. But yeah, luckily no one else was around at the time that I did it, because I'd be like, oh, to be fair, it's probably on CCTV.
I was going to say,
it was about the time that, like, Gary and Roger were still there. They probably would have took the piss out of me. Like, if someone probably has seen it and just hasn't said anything to me.
Yes, I've seen it.
And they've been, like, putting it in group chats.
Yeah, I've seen it. No, I've not. Okay, we've got another sexual harassment.
Oh, no.
So, Louis III, who was king of West Francia,
wherever that France. Is.
But
when it was probably like mixed with something else.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Okay.
So he died at the age of 18.
No, that's not very old.
He was chasing a girl who was running away from him. And as he mounted his horse to catch her.
I was going to wonder where you go with that.
He hits his head on a low door, fell and fractured his skull. So the moral of the story is never chase anyone. Girls.
I mean, at least this time it was the perpetrator that died. Not the... victim.
Yes,
but that will teach him. Yeah, I feel like he was really cocky as well, like proper showing off, like he was doing like
he's probably doing, I'm a king, yeah, I can have whatever I want.
But he's probably doing like a knobhead jump anyway, like, yeah, in the first place, like
probably wearing his crown as well.
Yeah that I'm surprised that didn't like impale his head. That's probably what fractured his skull was. Yeah. the jewels on the crown.
So this one I wanted to include because you mentioned it in our other podcast.
Oh, okay.
It involves a lava lamp.
Okay.
So in 2004, a little bit modern, 24-year-old Philip Quinn was killed when a lava lamp he was heating on a stove exploded and a shard pierced his heart.
I'm sorry, he's doing what with a lava lamp?
He put it on a stove to heat it up and it exploded.
Was he doing that?
I think he might have been
a twat,
high, and just experimenting. I don't know.
Why would you do that? Surely, what did it like? So have like, I'm surprised he didn't electrocute him. You know, with the cable.
Yeah.
And all the stuff. How did that not get him before? This is like that guy on your Lost Cosmonaut thing. Stuck his arm in a fire.
Is it? Yeah. Try to put it out with my woolen sleeve.
Yeah.
And then. Whoop.
That's definitely a stupid death.
Yeah.
What was his name? Philip?
Philip Quinn, 24 years old.
Sounds like a bit older. Philip.
Philip, this is 2004, it's a long time ago.
Sorry, Philip, but you're a bit of a twat for doing that. That is a very stupid thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I think he's just wanted to see what it would do.
But he's always like already like lavery, like fiery looking, so why does he want to...
This is why I think he was under the influence of something.
Oh, okay.
To see what would happen.
He probably wasn't, though, Natasha. He was probably just stupid.
Let's put it on a stove and see what happens.
Yeah, what? Imagine, like, or has he, like, tried to open it and, like, take the liquidy bit out?
Ooh.
And that's what he's tried to simmer.
That I would be interested in doing.
Because you know inside, is it just liquid? Cause,
that's
like,
what I'm wondering.
Bits, or is there like actual bits of like stuff in it?
Is it like oil and water? So it's like two different elements. So it's like, ooh.
Yeah, because it's always got like the little bubbly bits in. But I'm wondering, could they have some sort of material that's almost like glass-like? Because you said like something pierced him.
The glass pierced his heart. The glass of the lava lamp.
So maybe he left that by the side of the thing. So maybe he did pour a liquid into a thing. And then it started to bubble over and it hit the glass and then that exploded and shattered and killed him.
I don't know.
Either way, Philip, you're a bit silly. Can you actually get that one on a Ouija board?
How did you die?
Yeah.
Lava. Lava?
Yeah, not even lava in a volcano. Like, not even by like proper lava. Just the fake shit.
The fake shit. Okay, so this one I included. This is where I'm getting into like a kind of theme.
Oh, okay. Oh, is this your animal theme?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I included this one because of you.
Oh no.
So in 2005, Kenneth Pinar died from injuries caused by anal sex with a stallion.
Oh, it's when you went, but I was thinking of you, and then I was thinking, anal sex? What does Natasha associate that with me?
The stallion.
Okay. I was very confused for a second. I was thinking, why is Natasha thinking anal sex and then thinking of me?
I don't know. So apparently he sustained injury or something and could no longer feel anything from penetration.
Oh.
So he tried many...
The horse's penis, and they're massive as well.
The horse goes by Big Dick. That's his name.
I mean, they are. I'm not going to lie.
Yes. So he used bigger and bigger toys and they weren't doing anything.
Oh.
So he tried...
The natural progression was a horse?
I think that was just kind of a... something to explain why he was doing something. So, yes. So he found a group of men that uses horses for this type of behavior.
What? Oh, okay, there's a group of them.
There's apparently a thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the group would routinely film each other with different horses.
What year is this again? I'm sorry.
2005.
Fucking hell.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'm sorry, but he kind of had this come into him.
So yeah, the horse in question on the day was called Big Dick. This happened in Washington State, and his death rapidly prompted the enactment of a bill by the Washington State legislature that prohibits both sex with animals and the videotape of such an act.
I'm sorry, was it not illegal before?
Nope.
But why the fuck not?
I think maybe they're like... We don't need this kind of thing because people don't do this type of thing. It's like, no, people do this type of thing.
Mm, why though? Wasn't there some old thing like from years ago? I don't know if it's more like they just use it as in terms of like a goddess thing. Wasn't there supposed to be a thing where a woman had sex with a goat? Or did I just imagine that?
I think it's like a myth. I think it kind of something happened, but it's not as if not what you. I don't know.
It's more that's how it's been interpreted.
Yes. So yeah, this was like a common thing, especially in Washington State.
That could be so dangerous though, because I'm not even like, I've worked, like been around horses on the stud yard, and those stallions get pretty worked up. Like, he was lucky, yeah. Like he didn't more get like kicked in the head or something.
So the horse's penis pierced the bowel, so like, and the men that were filming it, like took him to the hospital, like left him there, didn't explain anything, and then just kind of left. But then they have the evidence, because they would film it. I think there's apparently a documentary of like this type of thing, like the men who do this.
Why
with though? Certain animals, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not condoning it, but out of all of the animals, that's not the one
you'd think of.
Yeah, it's not the one you're picking first, is it?
No.
Unless I thought maybe they were a bit cleaner. Maybe that's what all they had access to.
I think maybe because they're
like you know, like so when you're witchy one, where it's like it was fucking a cow, like they've got pooey bums. So like that definitely won't be my first choice. Do you know what I mean? Like there's cleaner animals.
Yeah.
And are they only like being penetrated by the horse, or are they giving some back? I don't think I want to know the answer to that. No, that's it.
I think it was just one way.
Okay. Is it like the competition to see who can take the biggest?
I don't know.
Thing is though, after that, you would be like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
No, but this was a common thing. They would be like...
I wonder if he was the first one to die. But I bet there was a lot of tearing.
So yeah, that's why I did that one.
Yeah, okay, this is... Yeah, that's weird.
So the next one of the
moving
theme,
swiftly on.
But with the same theme.
Oh, okay.
A Brazilian man who was 52.
Right.
Identified only as JRN.
Right.
Attempted to commit bestiality with a female pig.
A pig?
Mm-hmm.
She could have met him.
That's kind of what happens.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
But he was attacked by the animals and wounded in the genitalia. Oh. He died from a cardiac arrest. His arms and face were mutilated, and this led the police to believe that the man was murdered and disposed of at the farm. But this was disproven by numerous pieces of evidence, including a condom, and he was only wearing his underwear.
Oh.
So the beast, well, the pig.
He wrote a diary, like.
The pig basically ate his penis.
Good.
Good.
Good on the piggy.
And this isn't another bestiality, but it involves an animal.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yours took a bit of a dark turn today, didn't it?
Yeah, they have.
You're a bit sinister today.
Well, you wanted unusual
Happy
deaths.
Happy New Year!
You wanted unusual deaths. So in January 2015, Stephen Winfrey, who was 50, became trapped and what is that word?
Asphyxiated. Oh, even I can't say no. No, fist.
He was fisted. I can't say it. Asphyxiated.
Yeah, that's better.
Yes,
he wasn't fisted.
When rabbiting. So he was on the hunt for rabbits. And, yeah. he got stuck
in... how did that asphyxiate him?
He got stuck in the rabbit hole. And he couldn't get out. So one,
he's gone like head first, yes. Like Winnie the Pooh with the honey pot.
Yes. So he can't get back out. So his head was stuck down the rabbit hole.
Oh.
And he died. So I think the moral of the story is don't do anything illegal.
Don't see your head in any holes.
Don't do anything illegal with animals, and then you won't die mysteriously. Well, not mysteriously. You won't die stupidly.
If he sustained another injury, you know, he'd have done like my coffin guy and tripped and fell over a rabbit hole. I have done that before. Oh, proper twisted my ankle. No, like, you know, in the field with the horses, like, there's... If you like, you've not used that paddock over the winter, sometimes some other animals decide they're moving in. And it was already a bit uneven, but it was right in the corner. And yeah, there was a rabbit hole I didn't realise because the grass had grown long and half covered it. I just put my foot down. There was a hole.
Well, next time, stick your head in it.
And asphyxiate myself.
Yes. Fist yourself.
don't fist.
Why can I not say words? I still can't say it.
You've got me doing it now. Asphyxiation.
Yeah. By the ground. Because you were illegally hunting rabbits.
Wouldn't you try and like get your fingers in and like dig the hole?
Yeah, like it's mud.
Why are you just waiting there?
Because he's doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing.
Yeah, no, but you try and get yourself out, wouldn't you? Like, try and get the mud around.
I don't know.
Also, why are you sticking your head right? Shouldn't you be sticking your arm in to grab the rabbits? Like, what's he doing, picking the rabbits up with his teeth?
Maybe he's like looking to see if they're in there.
Yeah, because like, sticks his arm in. Right in. Yeah, you'd put your arm in though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe he's doing that, and then he's like, I can't. And then he sticks his head in, and then he's like, oh, and then he can't get back out.
Yeah, but if you're struggling with your arm, your head's bigger, isn't it? So why are you sticking your head in? These people are very stupid.
This is why they die, unless they're being chased. Yeah, mine were dark.
Yeah, you went really sinister with this.
You wanted unusual death.
I didn't mean sinister.
Mine had a theme. Don't do anything you shouldn't be doing.
Don't be shady. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, my first one technically was a bit of a showy off one because he was, you know, trying to be a hero of the day.
And then he dies.
Yeah. In the most painful way.
So don't be a hero. Don't do anything you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And then you won't die.
Yeah.
Stupid death.
Yeah, you can, I don't know, like.
But you can go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Okay, that's fine.
Some people did die that way. I don't know how you survive.
Yeah, because it's not even like you've got anything to support. I feel more like it'd be like legs being crushed. Mm. Because when you hit that water at the bottom, the barrel's just going to disintegrate.
Mm.
And then so do your legs.
Mm. But no. Orange peel.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not the way you'd want to go with. I mean, none of those deaths are particularly enjoyable. But I think maybe the coffin to the head might have been quite a quick one.
Hmm.
Because hopefully you'd at least knock yourself out.
Yeah, I think that's probably the nicest way to go. Out of all these. Maybe. Quickest.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't know, slightly provides entertainment for someone. So, I don't know, next time I'm at a funeral, I'll just have to be extra careful.
Yes.
I'll look out for headstones. But yeah, no, imagine doing that as well. Like, oh no, can you imagine for the people like employing the next one? Like, oh, why'd the previous person leave? We accidentally killed him.
He died. He's in that grave just there.
Yeah. Yeah, so they do his thing. Like, how does that... Well, you know, like, because obviously funerals are quite expensive. Like, did the workplace, like, cover the bill?
Maybe. Maybe it's like, oh, he's one of our own. We take care of our own.
We'll give him the best one and then someone trips at his funeral.
That's just continuation, you know. Oh.
Yeah, and they slowly kill off the whole workforce.
And then, like, we're not doing this anymore.
Or I wonder if they'd be so distraught they had to get another funeral director to do it.
No, I think they would have done it.
Oh, okay. I didn't find that bit out. Maybe I should go back and have a little look.
Mm.
But yeah, out of all them, I think, yeah, I want to cough into the head. Because all the others just sound a bit grim.
Yeah.
And weird and painful.
So those of you listening,
yes,
why don't you tell us about
how you would like to die?
Yes.
Or if you know of a stupid death,
yeah,
that you think will tickle us, and we can include it in a future episode. But also, obviously, if you have liked our unusual and Natasha's rather sinister deaths, I have covered some more on a Patreon episode. I think it was either last week or the week before that it came out. Well, actually, this will be a few weeks now, won't it, from when we record this?
I have no idea. I don't know what day it is anymore.
Basically, it's already out.
Yeah, so if you like this episode or us,
yeah,
and you want to support us, look for us on Patreon.
Under the Graveyard Ghost. But yeah, if you want to contact us at all, you can do that. And then, are we doing the little pluggy, Merly thing here? Might as well now, I've mentioned it.
Yes, and it is, you can email us at thegraveyardgirlspod@gmail.com.
Or you can get us straight on Instagram. It's the Graveyard Girls Pod.
Cast.
Is it podcast? Because I'm sure it just shows up as pod.
Look for either, we are one of them.
Well, at least we're at pod, you'll... It should have found us by the time you got that far. And
if you go straight to thegraveyardgirls.co.uk, you'll see that we have t-shirts.
Yes, we have t-shirts on there now, so go and have a look. Hopefully we're going to add some more stuff very soon as well. So yeah, go and have a little nosy at that. And then, yeah, you can message us on there. Or you can find links to like other bits for our website as well. So yeah, listen. If you're not already listening directly through the website.
Yeah.
And have a little nosy on there. But yeah, you can find us on, I think that's all of it.
Yep. But also check out Hidden in the Hollows.
Oh yeah, our little sub podcast. It's nothing like this at all.
No.
It's like a sci-fi sort of thing.
Weird.
It's weird. We don't really know how to describe it. It's strange. There's some absolutely horrendous acting in it.
Not coming up because we have a...
Oh yeah, we got a professional.
Yes, we've got a professional who's coming up very shortly.
So yeah, maybe we should really plug that episode.
Yes.
But yeah, so make sure you go and check that out. And then, yeah, so search for Hidden in the Hollows.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find it under the Graveyard Girls, though it is done by us.
It is not. It's done by Emily Everbleed and Natasha Thorne.
Or what is it? Not our split personalities. What's the
stage name?
Oh.
Nom de plume? Or is that just writing?
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. Oh, well, either way, go and have a look at them.
Mm.
Because we think you should.
Yeah.
Plugged that really well.
On that note,
in the meantime,
keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.